Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Pete Hoff with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. And it's funny. The New York Giants are playing this weekend and the Jets aren't. And this was a huge, huge week for both teams. You go down the list, Daniel Jones' era is over. Joe Douglas's time is over with the Jets. And it makes me think, which team is going in the right direction? Are either team going in the right direction? And I have to say, you know, I look at the Jets and I just keep on thinking that they just keep pushing themselves back further and further and further. There were so many opportunities over these past few years for the Jets just to, like, soar to being one of the best teams in the NFL. And instead, they've put themselves back and dug themselves a hole where they're pushed back for, like, another 5-10 years. Who's going to be the GM? Who's going to be the head coach? Who's going to be the quarterback? You go down the list of everything that they needed to do over these past 5 years, and they're back at the start. And it is heartbreaking. That's the thing, is it really is. If you're a Jet fan right now, it is heartbreaking to have to go through this routine again, because we've gone through this cycle so many times. Over and over and over. You thought that, okay, Robert Saleh would be the guy. Like, I mean, even I thought that Robert Saleh was going to be a really good coach in the NFL and just motivate his players. You saw it in San Francisco. You just felt that his presence alone was going to create this buzz for this New York Jets team. And there was a buzz, all right. And it was just a lot of negativity, because he just didn't know whether it was Robert Saleh or whether it was from Joe Douglas or whomever, didn't know how to handle the quarterback position with Zach Wilson. Didn't know how to handle his players getting excited over guys like Mike White or Joe Flacco or anyone with a pulse who could throw the football better than Zach Wilson. He couldn't handle it. He didn't know how to handle it. Then you got Joe Douglas, who, in desperation mode, thinks that this Jet team, who hasn't made the playoffs in over 10 years, he thinks that an old quarterback who was injured, who was on the decline, You're going to bring him in, and he's going to take you to the Super Bowl? They couldn't even sniff the playoffs back-to-back years. And to me, I think that the Jets are in a worse spot than the Giants are. And listen, the Giants aren't in the greatest spot, too, because they need a quarterback. We'll go through the whole DeVito stuff. We'll go through Daniel Jones. We'll go through everything. But the Jets, to me, right now, they have to start from scratch, and I don't know who's coming here. And there's where there may be good options. I don't know if those options want to come here. It's not something as easy as, oh, well, listen, you know, Jim Harbaugh is available right now. Maybe he'll want to coach the Jets. Those guys don't exist at the moment. And if they do, the one thing they know is let's not go to the Jets because it's bad news. So the Jets are very, very far away from being relevant for the 5-10 years. It is, and it's mind-bending to me that they got to this point, because it wasn't that far off where it felt like all you needed was a quarterback to come in and just guide this offense, guide this team to a couple touchdowns a game, and they'd be good. They'd be good enough to make the playoffs. They'd be good enough just to, like, you know, maybe have a pulse late in the season and make a playoff push and maybe win a round or two. Instead, they've turned back into the Jets. They've turned back into this garbage franchise that makes you question, why the hell am I a Jet fan? Why do I like the Jets? Why do I put myself through pain? I guess I like torture. It is very frustrating. But let's get to the phone calls. 888-808-1019. Both tough spots for both teams right now. And again, like I said, we'll get to DeVito a little bit later on the show. And Daniel Jones. Giants aren't in that great of shape either. But at least I think feel like I could trust, and it may be hard for some people, but I could trust that they have a GM and a head coach that I feel like know what they're doing. But we'll dive into that a little bit later on. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Okay, don't forget, at Hoff, WFAN. Let's get to these phone calls. Matt in Middletown. What's going on, Matt?
I went to an elementary school across the street from a cemetery that holds the body of Vince Lombardi. The yes. Green Bay Packers are the greatest organization in sports. The Jets need to take notes. And they need to stop worrying about the quarterback altogether, because it's not working. They can find a guy in rounds 3 through 6. Some guy that's got heart. They can find it.
Well,
what
how?
They need to do is find culture.
Who's making that
well,
pick?
Well, it's not going to happen tomorrow or next year. Let me just tell you this. The Jets are doomed for a while. And let me tell you something about Daniel Jones. He's going to find a better team elsewhere, okay? He's going to perform well, okay? He's going to be fine. Let me tell you something. New York and the media, everybody's whining all the time. That's why nobody wants to come here. Maybe the people suck. Ever think of that?
No, it's not the people,
go
Matt.
Go, Paco.
No, Matt, it is not the people. The expectations are high. The anxiety is high. The fact that we haven't had, you know, for a Jet fan to have not been to the playoffs since Rex Ryan and Mark Sanchez. That's reality. We ran Mark Sanchez out of town very quickly, and rightfully so. I mean, he wasn't a great quarterback. But again, the mistakes made by management at that point in time to basically strip apart his weapons, his offense. What made Mark Sanchez good was the talent around him. Mark Sanchez wasn't a great quarterback. Mark Sanchez was an okay quarterback. He had a lot of talent around him, and they kept it simple. The play calls were simple. And yet they stripped that away and left him with nothing and expected him to perform at a high level. It didn't happen. I mean, that was obvious. But they have not recovered since. And you could sit there and say, well, there's maybe it's the people from New York or maybe it's the media or whatever the case is. Listen, that's part of being a New York athlete. There's expectations. This is not, let me go down to, Carolina and be a terrible team and a terrible franchise, or the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, go through the list of some of these teams that have just been terrible. Yeah, the Jets have been one of the worst teams in the NFL for a while. But the expectations are high because that's what we always demand. We demand that we want to have a good team. And we're sick and tired of it. And I don't blame the fans for getting upset and for getting frustrated. And they should. It's one of those things where when you see the same thing over and over and over, you could sit there and complain, go, oh, I'm not going back to the game, but then you show up, or you just don't go back to the game. Like, this might sound stupid, but I'm a Jets fan, and I'm done. I don't care about going to the Jets facility and watching them play. I don't care about going to MetLife and watching the Jets play a football game. I don't want to put my effort into my rooting interest into them. I don't want to care about the Jets. And I got to be honest, I think it's refreshing. I think it makes my life better that I don't have to care that the Jets, that are a joke franchise right now, that there's no end in sight, makes me feel better that I don't care. Now, am I going to go out there and run out and get a new team? Maybe I want to be a winner. maybe I want to feel good and pick a winner once in a while. Maybe be a Chiefs fan. No, that's not happening. But the point is that I cannot watch a team basically bury themselves before they got in the field. I don't want to say I told you so, but I was one of the first people, soon as the Aaron Rodgers news started to take form, I was the one person that was animated continuously every time there was a note of, hey, maybe the Jets are going to work it out. Maybe it's going to happen. You know, Joe Namath comes on, says, I'll give him my number. I was adamant that it wasn't going to work out. It was going to waste the franchise's time and set the organization back. I mean, I basically called it. And that's exactly what happened. It's exactly what happened. And it's not an I told you so moment, like, look, I'm proud of myself. No, it sucks. I don't want to know that. I don't want to be right on that. I want the Jets to be a good franchise, and I wanted whomever it was that came in as quarterback to take them to the playoffs and do well. Didn't happen. And just so happened they stuck with Aaron Rodgers, and that backfired miserably. 888-808-1019, Alessandro from Greenwich. What's up, Alessandro?
How we doing? First of all, at 2 a.m. as a child, I looked up to my brother as a Jets fan. Now, as a man, whatever can go wrong with the Jets will go wrong. We could acquire Joe Namath in his prime. It's just, I wouldn't say it's a curse. It's bad management and it's bad coaching. We don't want to see, I want to know about your opinion. My personal opinion is I don't want a retread, hot shot assistant coach. I want an alpha male in there, a Bill Parcells type, you know, seasoned veteran. You know, because the Jets have had bad coaching for 10, 15 years in comparison to what they had with Rex Ryan, Bill Parcells. That's my personal opinion. The offensive line has been garbage the last 10 years since we haven't had an offensive line. And the quarterback position is a disaster, too. And it starts up front. The Jets' offensive line looks bad. And the middle of the line, they're great. We got five great skill players. Devontae Adams, Ty. We have Breece Hall. You know, we have this kid, the bruiser, running back. The other kid, Allen, his name is escaping me. You have Wilson.
Yeah.
But the definition of insanity is getting a weak coach. I think Sal's a great defensive coordinator, but you need to get an offensive mind. Is that Gruden? Is that who do you think would be the best coach and GM combo to pull this team out of the desert? You know, because we're in the Egyptian desert right now with our head in the sand like an ostrich because we're embarrassed to be a Jet set.
I want guys who have had success. And the problem is those guys don't want to come here. There is a way, and I know this might be far-fetched, but I don't care. Like, first of all, Woody Johnson might go back to London. Let's be serious. Like, he did that
100%.
It's a real possibility. What I want to see is Bill Belichick to be the GM of the Jets. I don't want him to be the head coach.
Right.
I want him to be the GM of the Jets. And John Gruden can coach the team. And I feel like that combo is perfect because you got football minds who know what they're actually talking about putting
and they're
together
real men.
Yes.
Real men. This is not tackle football. You get in the guy's face. And it would be the greatest thing in history of sports. Bill Belichick, who's the most hated former Jets coach of all time, coming in there. A man genie type who knows. I mean, Bill Belichick, for all you want to hate him, knows football. He won. Right? And he didn't win just because of Brady. He won. And he knows how to pick players. But John Gruden, I like him because he's an offensive-minded guy. I don't want another third, fourth, seventh defensive. You know why? Because the NFL is based on the offense right now. I don't want another defensive wizard. I love Rex Ryan. I met him. You know, I worked for the Jets at one point. I want a wizard offensive mind. John Gruden's been sitting on the sidelines. He knows quarterbacks. He knows systems. The Jets made a big, big mistake when they signed Harbaugh. And look at the Chargers. You get a real coach. And you turn around the franchise.
I don't think that Harbaugh was ever coming here. I think that was basically this decision was done years before. Yeah, exactly. It is a circus. Right. Circus. So basically, the only option is to get Woody away from the team and then have someone else come in and say, "Hey, let me just run this team." Like, give me the next 4 years of running.
Do you think Johnson, his brother, is going to do any better? Look, he had Adam Gase. It was, you know, it was as bad as Colts at him, not worse. So I like Douglas as a skill position player, picking guys, all right? But Douglas's biggest mistake was that he couldn't draft offensive linemen. 5 years or 6 years, and you can't build a line. Unacceptable. Unacceptable, period.
My one caveat is that I think they were going in the right direction, and then all of a sudden they shined the flashy toy in front of their faces because they thought that that's how they had to go about it. They couldn't figure out the one position that felt like it was keeping the entire franchise back was a quarterback. Meanwhile, listen, Zach Wilson was a mistake.
It's the offensive line.
You want to talk about offensive line. Zach Wilson was a mistake, and everyone basically knew it. But yet, they shoved him down our throats for 3 years. And then finally, they said, you know what, this isn't going to work out. And they all went in on a close to 40-year-old man who you knew was going to be toxic and basically rip apart the franchise. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did.
Aaron Rodgers is very bright. He's very bright. He's very smart. He has a rocket arm. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but you got him at 40 years old, and he ripped up his Achilles. And it's not, football's not that complicated. They're making things very complicated. It doesn't make any sense because, you know, how are you going to get this guy from San Francisco and pay him all this money? The defensive tackle is, what's his name, Javon, whatever, pay him $9 million and not build anyone. You know, Jermaine Johnson went down and he made bad decisions, bonehead moves. And, you know, the Jets are not drafting linemen properly. Defensive line, yeah, okay, you got Vera Tucker. I like this guy from Penn State, but they're not making the right sound decisions.
Alessandro, I can't agree with you more. They're definitely not making the right decisions. They're going to take a break here. 888-808-1019. We'll get to more of your phone calls. James Bruno, after the break, we'll get to you guys. 888-808-1019. Which franchise is in a better position? It's the Giants. And it's clear-cut, and I'll tell you why coming up next. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan. Hit me up at Hoff. WFAN.